Attention, please.
Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on.
This is KPTZ's weekly feature program, giving voice to upcoming events and campaigns of interest to the listening community. This is Chris Bricker, and today we'll bring you our monthly report from our working waterfront on Attention, Please.
Oh, Lukey's boat is painted green, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat is painted green, the prettiest boat you ever seen, aha, maha, me riddle I day.
Ah, Lukey's boat got a fine forecuddy, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat got a fine forecuddy, and every seam is chinked with putty, aha, me boys, riddle I day.
Oh, Lukey's boat got high top sails, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat got high top sails, she was planked with copper nails, aha, aha, me riddle I day. I think, says Lukey, I'll make her bigger, aha, me boys. I think, says Lukey, I'll make her bigger, I'll load her down with her one claw jigger, aha, aha.
Welcome to this month's edition of our Working Waterfront with yours truly, Chris Bricker, and my co-hosts, Port Commissioner Pam Petranek and our Port Director Aaron Berg. Each month, we bring you an update on news and issues surrounding our vibrant maritime community. Aaron and Pam, great to be back with you.
Hello, Chris.
Oh, it's good to be here, Chris.
We have two special guests to join our conversation, Deputy Port Director Eric Taves and Jeannie McMacken, organizer for the Quilcene Citizens Listening Tour, set to launch on June 26th. We'll talk about all things port for the Quilcene community and the Herb Beck Marina Project. And Jeannie tells us that the listening has already begun, so this should be an interesting and informative and lively conversation. Old timers in Port Townsend remember there once was a dairy farm on the bluff. The farmers were Cal Thompson and his family, and Cal's grandson, Eric Taves, was named deputy director in 2018, and he's not new to the port. Eric worked for years on important port projects, doing planning and legal groundwork that makes him intimately familiar with the port operations and challenges, and he has a deep-seated devotion to the port. Jeannie McMacken has had an impressive career as a journalist with extensive coverage of the palette and panorama of interesting subjects and people that inhabit our peninsula, and she also is an artist. And she once said of her work, "When I study life and nature, I search out the tune, the lyric, and the poem." So what better a coordinator and organizer for the Quilcene's Listening Tour, about to officially launch on June 26th. Eric and Jeannie, welcome to our Working Waterfront.
Very pleased to be with you, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, I suppose we talk about the purpose of this effort. Pam, give us some background and what's going on here.
Well, throughout my years as a citizen attending port meetings in Quilcene, I was really impressed by the community turnout and passionate public comments. But public meetings are quite restrictive, and most connections, conversations, planning, and work happen outside of public meetings in other ways. Quilcene community members have been actively working together for years. As a new port commissioner in January of 2020, I was meeting with folks in Quilcene and wanting to create a more welcoming, interactive, and informative way for the community and port to work together. We came up with an idea for a potluck and a site visit at the Quilcene Port property to be scheduled for April of 2020. That potluck was canceled by the pandemic lockdown. So throughout the following months, our new port director, Aaron, and I kept the conversations going, meeting with folks on the front porch, the Quilcene Yacht Club, and with those potluck plans continuing to be postponed, our port staff, commissioners, and community created a different outreach plan, and I'm excited that we are sharing that with you today.
Pam, thanks for the background there. Eric, let's talk about the value of this exercise and why it's so important for the quilting community. What's it look like down there? What is the profile of the community and where are we at with all of this?
Well, I think maybe I'll start off with just a profile of the facility itself that we're trying to obtain a public input on. It's about a 60-acre ownership that the port has on Baybob Bay. It's really a stunning location physically, about 58 acres of uplands, 2 acres of tidelands, a 51-slip marina behind a rubble mound breakwater. We also own some upland buildings, including the principal building occupied by Coast Seafoods, which is, I think, the largest employer in South County and one of the largest employers in the county as a whole. I mean, one of the most treasured aspects, I suppose I should say, of the facility is a swimming beach. And although the port doesn't own the adjacent tidelands, it owns the uplands. And it's long been sort of a cherished location for community events. As soon as this Friday, there will be kind of an end of school year gathering there. Kids and families and teachers will assemble as they have for many, many years to celebrate the beginning of summer and the end of the school year. In addition to that, there is Quilcene Yacht Club is on the port's ownership, and a one-lane boat ramp that is one of the most active launch locations in all of Jefferson County. If you were to go down there, for instance, this morning, there was another fish opening. There would have been a line of trucks and trailers, easily a half mile down Linger Longer Road, you know, eagerly awaiting access to, again, I would say, some of the most beautiful inland waters in Western Washington. You know, earlier this year, we really concluded in consultation with the commission that we needed to do a much better job of listening rather than talking. We needed community input in order to be able to make informed decisions as to what sorts of capital improvements and repairs and replacement activities we might undertake at Quilcene in the years and decades to come. And before just launching into identifying what those project priorities would be, we thought it was really critical to listen to the people who know the community and the facility the best, residents of South County, to make sure that we were, insofar as humanly possible, undertaking actions that were aligned with community needs and desires. So essentially, this project is about active listening so that we can be more responsive to community needs. Ultimately, I mean, at least in my personal view, that's sort of the foundation of a responsive government and of a functioning democracy. And if democracy is going to function at any level, it really needs to function at our local level. So this was really, particularly in a time of unprecedented, you know, restrictions, we're looking for new and innovative ways to engage with the community and obtain their input and make decisions that were in the broadest public interest. So that's really kind of what the genesis of the project was. And just as a brief aside, I'll tell you, we met with some students at the Quilcene High School last week. And I have to tell you, it was one of the more uplifting experiences I've had, at least since the arrival of the pandemic, to see young faces kind of hopeful, expectant about the future, offering input, suggestions. I mean, ideas that were really grounded and wise was really uplifting. So thrilled to have the chance to work with Jeannie on this important project.
Also, I'm so impressed with the potential of the students that we talked to in the whole area, all over the peninsula. It's just really gratifying to me. You see them potentially taking the reins and going in really positive directions, and it's really impressive to me. The other thing that came to mind when you were talking about all of this is we the people. There's uplands, there's tidelands, there's community traditions and things that people are really, really used to, especially people in the community that are grounded in the community. They're not givens as much as they are expectations that they'll continue. And I think that sort of contributes to the complexity of why this whole listening tour is so important. Jeannie, how do you see your role as coordinator? You know, let's talk about the process and the documentation of these community conversations. And how did you ultimately get involved in doing this? You're a great choice. I would like to know how it all happened.
Well, thank you for doing this today. I'm very excited about being part of the Port Project. I've been a Port fan for a really long time. And when I was a journalist here, Port was one of my favorite places to go for meetings because they were always so exciting and interesting. And you could just feel the energy from all of the people in the audience who had things to say to the Port. And it's so nice to see what's happened and how they've moved along in the past 4 or 5 years. So I've made a lot of friends with the maritime community. And when I was offered this possibility to be involved, I jumped at it. I think that one of my best skills is listening and understanding what people have to say and then kind of putting it all together. And that's what I'm going to be doing here. You know, we started out by doing a website and a flyer that's been posted all over Quilscene. The website has a link to a survey that we compiled, and it's called Quilscene Outreach 2021. It asks 8 specific questions, and I will tell you what they are because it'll inform the rest of the conversation here. Do you use the Port Quilscene facility? If so, yes. If you do, yes. And how do you use it? What do you value most about the facility and wish to see preserved? Again, going back to your statement about longevity and the connections in the community that exist, what do you dislike about the facility and wish to see changed? What aspects of the facility are most in need of improvement? What does the facility not have that the Quilscene community really needs? What 3 things would you like to see at the Port's Herb Beck Marina facility in the next 5 years? What about the next 10 years? That's an important one. Remember that. If, like Rip Van Winkle, you fell asleep for 20 years, what do you think you would see at the Quilscene facility when you awoke? And if you had control, would you change this vision and how? The last question is an open-ended one. What else would you like to share with us that we really need to know? Eric and I went to do this presentation to the Quilscene High School juniors and seniors. And I agree, it was really just an amazing couple of hours that we spent there talking to these kids. And the thing that I think is really important is the question about 20 years, because in 20 years, this facility is going to be theirs. They'll be 38 years old. They'll be parents and they'll have kids. And, you know, what do they want to see for their families growing up there? We got some really interesting comments. I can share with you that more recreational options, general maintenance, and better access to the water were, I think, the 3 things that we heard the most. We also did a presentation to the North Hood Canal Chamber, the business community. That was really, really fabulous. They all reached out to me. They all want to help. They've all posted the flyer in their windows, and I will be speaking to all of them in the next 3 to 4 weeks. The online questionnaire, I think we've received about 36 responses so far. Our goal is about 100 to 200, and I'm positive that we will get that. It's been interesting to see the responses. A lot of them say the same thing, so we know exactly where they're coming from. My job is to listen. I'm going to be doing a listening tour in Quilscene. I will make contact with several people, names that have been given to me by the commissioners. I will also be holding an open house, place to be determined, but I think it'll be the Yacht Club. Sit down with everybody that comes by for like a 10-minute chat. We'll fill out the form. And then that last question, what else would you like to share with us that we really need to know? That'll be the listening. It'll be wrapped up at the end of July, and in the beginning of August, I will put together a video of some of the people that I've spoken to, and we'll do a presentation to the commissioners and to the community of Quilscene.
Well, your background as a journalist is important because a responsible journalist is a good listener and able to reflect what people are saying. I think you're a good choice. As you say, I think the listening has already begun, but it's going to launch officially on the 26th. And Aaron, from the big picture point of view, so we're going to do this launch. We're going to wrap it in July. What are the steps in the future here?
You know, the work of the Port is always performed best when the community is fully engaged. So as a basis for what's next, we'll have the results of this whole Quilscene listening process. We'll have a suite of recommendations. This is what I'm imagining And the Port Commission will work through those to prioritize those recommendations, taking into account what they've heard from the Quilcene community, our budget capacity, and really the long-range operational details of the proposals. And then we'll start to build those out into our capital program. So it's hard to know exactly what will come out of it. You know, we might be talking about, you know, dredging or ramp upgrades or landscaping or, you know, who knows what at this point. But ultimately, the projects will be voted on by the commission and included in a capital budget for a future year.
I'm loving the Rip Van Winkle question, because that just, if you were going to go to sleep for 20 years and wake up, what would you want to see? And I think that's just like a kind of holds the kernel of what we're trying to do here, what people are envisioning, especially from the point of view of a community, its complexities, its traditions, and its history. Anybody have anything to add here?
Just to reiterate kind of a message that was delivered to the students down at Quilcene, and that sort of riffs on your earlier comment too, which is we, the people, it's been particularly difficult over the last 15 months for people to engage as they are accustomed to make local government work. It really depends on the involvement of citizens to make it function as it should. So really encourage people to participate and let us know what their thoughts are and what their hopes and expectations are for the future.
Well, democracy starts in your own backyard, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Eric Taves, Deputy Director of Port of Port Townsend, Jeannie McMacken, coordinator for the listening tour, and my dear co-host, Pam Petranek, Port Commissioner, and Aaron Berg, Executive Director of the Port of Port Townsend. Thanks so much for joining me today on Our Working Waterfront.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
The blinds are down, my wife is dead, and she's underground. Aha, me boys are delighted.
Aha, says Lukey, I don't care. Aha, me boys. Aha, says Lukey, I don't care. I'll get me another in the spring of the year. Aha, aha, me riddle I day.
Oh, Lukey's boat is painted green. Aha, me boys. Oh, Lukey's boat is painted green. The prettiest boat you ever seen. Aha, aha, me riddle I day.
Our theme music, Lukey's Boat, with Mark Hiscock, Mike Moran, Chris Andrews, and Mike Kinsella, from the album Songs of the Sea on Avondale Records.